morning on WCHL. UNC is investigating an incident of alleged assault among football players during fall camp. In a joint message, officials from Chapel Hill, Carrboro, Hillsborough, and Orange County responded to the concerns of citizens about the report of militarized vehicles obtained by local law enforcement. You want to plan ahead if you're heading to the Carolina football season opener on Saturday, if you usually park at the University Mall. And researchers at Duke are working on shutting down the spread of cancer, one of the most deadly parts of the disease.
Somewhere around 90% of cancers, if we could stop invasive ability, we would stop the lethality associated with those cancers.
Those stories and more, plus your Chapel Hill, Carrboro traffic and weather together. In WCHL Carolina Sports, countdown to Carolina football, 3 days.
I don't know how long it's been since Carolina's, you know, coming to the preseason ranks. You know, even when we have, it hasn't ended well for us. So we know we have a job to do, and, you know, we're ranked for a reason.
Guess what Butch Davis's opening week assignment was with ESPN.
That's this morning at our Chansky's Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's morning news with Ron Stutz begins now.
60 degrees in Chapel Hill right now, and kind of a cool morning here. Mostly sunny today, high today in the upper 80s. Tomorrow it will really get warm with a high all the way up to 95. But today, rather pleasant weather. UNC is investigating an alleged hazing incident on its football team during fall camp, as the news broke just 4 days before the kickoff of the 2014 campaign. Yahoo Sports reported on Tuesday evening that walk-on redshirt freshman wide receiver Jackson Boyer said a number of his teammates physically assaulted him at the Aloft Hotel on Highway 54, where the team was staying there during fall camp. Boyer says the incident resulted in a concussion, according to this report. Jackson Boyer's father, Rob, told Yahoo Sports he wasn't ready to comment on the incident, but he confirmed that one took place. UNC Assistant Athletic Director for Communications Kevin Best said in a statement, "We are aware of an incident involving members of the UNC football team that took place earlier this month. We take this allegation seriously, and the university is conducting a thorough review." Jackson Boyer is a graduate of East Chapel Hill High School, where he played football there and walked on to the team at Carolina last year. According to the News and Observer, he's still on the team and has been practicing recently. WCHL will have more information as it becomes available. Officials from Chapel Hill, Carrboro, Hillsborough, and Orange County released a joint statement yesterday responding to citizen concerns about the militarization of local law enforcement. Here's WCHL's Elizabeth Friend.
Images of heavily armed riot police and armored trucks rolling through the streets of Ferguson, Missouri, prompted nationwide scrutiny of a federal program that funnels military surplus to police and sheriff offices around the country. It also has many in Orange County pondering exactly what military equipment has gone to local agencies and why. In mid-August, the New York Times reported that law enforcement in Orange County received 44 assault rifles and 6 armored vehicles. The Times has since issued a correction, saying some of the numbers reported were too high. According to the latest version of the Times report, Orange County received only 3 armored vehicles and 22 rifles. As WCHL reported last week, Carrboro and Hillsborough police do not have any armored vehicles in their fleets. Chapel Hill has one Peacekeeper armored truck that has never been deployed. Orange County has a V-150 commando that has been used once to extricate a man barricaded inside a home. The county also has 2 inoperable armored trucks that supply parts for the commando and a pair of 5-ton military trucks used to move trees after storms. No local agency reports receiving weapons from the federal program. In a joint statement from Carrboro, Hillsborough, Chapel Hill, and Orange County, each law enforcement agency reiterated its commitment to community policing and invited public feedback. Chapel Hill and Carrboro Police plan to host a series of public forums to answer questions, though the dates and times have not yet been announced. Hillsborough Police will provide an update to the town board on September 8th on revisions to use of force policies and the deployment of new body cameras. Carrboro and Chapel Hill Police are also planning to report to the Board of Aldermen and the Town Council in the next 30 days. You can read the full text of the joint press release on our website, chapelboro.com. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM. WCHL.
Fatality rates greatly increase with the spread of cancer, and a group of researchers at Duke University may soon be able to cut off the pathways for that spreading. Dave Sherwood, an associate professor of biology at Duke, is spearheading a team of researchers studying the nature of cell invasion in cancers. Sherwood says determining how these cells spread and invade is key to lowering fatality rates.
Somewhere around 90% of cancers, if we could stop invasive ability, we would stop the lethality associated with those cancers.
Sherwood's team is studying a roving detection system in nematode worms to understand how cancer cells metastasize or spread to other parts of the body.
And what's really been a problem in cancer research is that this ability of cells to what's called metastasize has remained one of the least understood problems because it's really hard to catch a cell in the act of invading.
Now, Sherwood says he's excited to conduct chemical screens to find a way to block cell invasion.
We understand what the genetic pathways are that mediate this cell invasion event that we study. So if we find compounds that block invasion, we have a really good chance of figuring out what those compounds are actually targeting.
Dr. Sherwood and his research team have made great strides, but he says he's not oblivious to the difficulties.
So this pathway was identified 30 years ago, and here we stumbled on the way that it actually works to find its ligand. And so that, I think, gives you an indication that it's really hard to do this kind of study.
If you're planning to go to Carolina's football season opener on Saturday, and if you plan to park at University Mall to use the Tar Heel Express shuttle to Keenan Stadium, you might want to get there early. The structure on the west end of the mall that used to hold Dillard's has been gutted in preparation for the new movie theater that's going at its place. The parking lot next to that structure has been blocked off because of all the construction. In other words, the parking lot at the end of the mall is no longer open for game day parking, and much fewer spaces will be available for game day. So if you're planning to go to University Mall, not as many spaces as normal. The lot is available beginning at 3 o'clock this week and will close no later than an hour before kickoff, which will be 5 o'clock. You have to park in Tar Heel Express designated spots. Game time is 6 o'clock. I'm talking about that parking lot closing by 5, certainly. Additional parking will be available this year at the Giles Horney Building at 103 Airport Drive, just off MLK Boulevard, beginning at 4:30. He's standing with veterans damaged by scandal. President Barack Obama was in North Carolina yesterday defending his administration's response to Veterans Affairs lapses that delayed health care for thousands of former service members. But the president, in an appearance in Charlotte, conceded more needed to be done to regain their trust. His appearance also had political overtones in a state where the Democratic Senator Kay Hagan is facing a strong challenge from Tom Tillis. She's facing a difficult re-election and has sought to distance herself in some ways from the president's policies. Hagan declared as recently as Friday that the Obama administration had not done enough to earn the lasting trust of our veterans. That's a quote. But Hagan and the state's Republican Senator Richard Burr were at the North Carolina Air National Guard base to greet the president, and she welcomed him warmly. Obama and Hagan were both addressing the American Legion National Convention with the president's address to the Legionnaires, the latest administrative response to the health care uproar that led to the resignation of Veterans Affairs Secretary Eric Shinseki in May. An administrative law judge says the state's firing of a North Carolina crime lab agent linked to dozens of misreported lab results should be upheld. The judge ruled yesterday the SBI met its burden of proof for just cause to dismiss Dwayne Deaver back in 2011. Deaver had petitioned the Office of Administrative Hearings to get his job back. The ruling says it was defensible for Deaver's supervisor to fire him based on three reasons for unacceptable personal conduct. Deaver's dismissal letter cited allegations by a state innocence commission that he perjured himself in a court hearing that eventually led to a man's exoneration on murder charges. A criminal contempt charge against him was ultimately dismissed. The state agency makes the final decision of the firing. A North Carolina anti-abortion activist and Tea Party organizer is quitting her $95,000 a year job as a senior Medicaid advisor after only a year. The State Department of Health and Human Services said yesterday that Margaret Marty Peel is resigning next month. The single mother said she wanted more time with her family. Peel helped State Department of Health and Human Services Secretary Aldana Vosh craft the agency's plan to revamp the state Medicaid program by building on existing networks of doctors and hospitals. The plan stalled in the legislature. Peel earned a master's degree in health education and worked as a lecturer at East Carolina University for 3 years back in the 1990s before becoming a stay-at-home mom. She worked briefly at a small Christian school attended by her children before Vosh hired her last September. WCHL News Time is 8:13. Time now for traffic and weather together, and we'll start with a look at the local roadways here. Brought to you by UNC Athletics. Checking on traffic, here is Rand Northup.
Thank you very much, Ron. The usual warning slowdowns right now continuing. 15501 northbound and southbound, seeing some delays. Heaviest southbound between Garrett Road and I-40. Be on the lookout there. I-40 heading eastbound right now, seeing some delays. Could back up some delays on the NC-54 as well. That's I-40 eastbound from NC-54 up to Fayetteville Road. Watch out for those taillights in that area. And I-40 heading westbound right now, patchy between starting right around Wade Avenue and heading up past the airport and just past I-540 as well. That's I-40 westbound. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363, or you can tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
Carolina football has brought you this look at morning traffic on WCHL. Tar Heels kick off the season on Saturday at 6 p.m. You can have a game day experience for less than half the normal price. Buy a Carolina football family pack. That's four tickets to the Liberty game, plus a $20 voucher for concessions and $10 voucher for merchandise, all for $100. Now, that's a $230 value, and you get it for $100. Go to chapelbro.com and click on the Carolina football family pack, and you can be there on Saturday to experience Carolina football. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather, 60 degrees in Chapel Hill, mostly sunny, high today in the upper 80s, 60 in Chapel Hill, 59 in Carborough, also 60 this morning in Hillsborough. Tonight, we're looking at clear skies with lows in the low 60s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, isolated showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Our high tomorrow in the middle 90s. Up, sweating, just thinking about it. Chance of rain, just 20%. We'll also have a slight chance of rain tomorrow night, and then on Friday, sunny, not quite as hot, with a high around 90 degrees. And for the weekend, our high on Saturday and Sunday should be in the upper 80s.
Our name is WCHL. Our dial position is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM. Our station website is chapelboro.com, where you can listen anywhere in the world with live streaming. This is Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. 97.9 FM, 1360 AM, WCHL.
WCHL news time is 8:16. If you were listening to CBS News at the top of the hour, you probably heard this story. In the NFL, Ravens running back Ray Rice is sitting out two games for domestic violence. A positive marijuana test, meanwhile, means Browns wide receiver Josh Gordon will have to miss the whole year. Critics of the NFL's arbitrary policy toward domestic violence point to a contrast between the punishments, and they say it's time for the league to crack down on players who engage in domestic violence. Three members of Congress wrote NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell, asking him to reconsider Rice's suspension. The governor of Maine says he will boycott the league, and numerous groups that advocate for women and families condemn the penalty as just too lenient. League officials may soon take action in the matter. A person familiar with the NFL's plans says the league is looking into increasing punishments for players involved in domestic violence. The person spoke to the Associated Press on condition of anonymity because no announcement had been made on such a decision. So one player gets caught with possession of marijuana and tests positive for marijuana, and he will have to miss the whole year, while another player on another team would sit out only two games for domestic violence. So you can see the point that these folks are making. WCHL News Time is 8:18. Turning now to WCHL Championship Sports, let's talk about the Tar Heel football team. Number 23, North Carolina Tar Heels are embracing their status as a member of the preseason top 25. Sophomore sensation Ryan Switzer and junior linebacker Jeff Schottmer believe they have the tools to get even higher in the polls as the season gets underway. It happens on Saturday, Keenan Stadium. WCHL's Matt Oakes has the story.
Switzer says he's pretty excited about UNC's preseason ranking for a number of reasons, but he believes the Tar Heels deserve their place among the nation's elite.
Well, for me personally, I think it's pretty sweet to see your team's name run across the little clicker on ESPN. It's just something I pay attention to, but it just means that you've got a responsibility to uphold. And you know, I don't know how long it's been since Carolina's coming to the preseason ranked. Even when we have, it hasn't ended well for us. So we know we have a job to do, and we're ranked for a reason.
If Carolina hopes to climb the rankings as the season progresses, the defensive linemen will need to exceed expectations. With the departure of Kareem Martin to the NFL, the microscope has been placed on the unit. But according to junior offensive guard Landon Turner's assessment, the Tar Heels shouldn't be too worried. Turner lines up against those guys every day and says the defensive linemen have been an absolute handful in practice. Junior linebacker Schottmer agrees with Turner. He says the model work ethic of the men up front is paying dividends.
One thing that they're hardworking as can be, you know. Starts off with Nazir Jones. You know, he's one of the top five hardworking guys on the team, and that kind of carries. Everyone feeds off each other. You know, they see one guy working hard and getting success off that, so they want to do the same. You know, Justin Thomas and another guy. You know, Duan Drennan. Those three guys are expected to make big plays for us up front, and they've done a good job so far.
Schottmer, who finished with 85 tackles in 2013, is recognizable for his long hair pulled back into a ponytail. But where did the hairstyle come from? Schottmer says it goes back to his freshman year summer, a movie, and a bet with a former Tar Heel.
Yeah, it started 2 years ago, actually. So Casey Barth, former kicker, we went and saw a movie one summer, and we both had buzz cuts, probably. And we really liked the main character. He had real long hair or something. So we're like, $100 whoever cuts their hair first. And I haven't cut it since. And he has paid me, so.
For Switzer, having an unresolved quarterback situation doesn't matter. In fact, he says most of the time, he doesn't even recognize who's behind center in practice.
They've made a conscious effort not to talk about it. And just to, I think that's kind of helped us. Because we don't, you know, they don't talk about it in practice. And when we're on 7-on-7, we don't. We're moving so fast, I don't really see who's that quarterback because they rotate Mitch and Kweese in. So, you know, unless I sit there and stare at them, I don't know which one's in. So they've done a good job of just keeping our focus on one thing and letting that be that.
Switzer has the unique vantage point on the starting quarterback battle. He's Mitch Trubisky's roommate. Switzer says he's been impressed with how his friend has handled the competition.
I think he's been mature about it. You know, he's done a lot better, you know, than I would. You know, he's grown up, and you know, he's just taking it step by step and day by day. He comes in every day to get better. Tries not to focus on all the competition stuff. I know it's brought out the best in which competition usually does to great competitors.
Regarding the Tar Heels who will be receiving the handoffs from the signal callers, Switzer has pretty lofty praise.
I just see a lot of versatility. I mean, none of those guys, they all do one thing really, really well. I mean, it's like, if you could put all of them together, I mean, you'd get like Walter Payton or something. I mean, their talents are so amazing.
That diverse array of talent in the backfield isn't just eye-catching to Switzer. It promises to catch the eye of opposing defenses this season, starting with the Liberty Flames Saturday. And with confident outgoing leaders like Switzer and Schottmer anchoring both sides of the ball for the Tar Heels, the excitement is only building around Chapel Hill, with game day a mere 3 days away. Matt Oakes, 97.9 FM, WCHO.
Our coverage of Carolina football starts at 3 o'clock on Saturday afternoon with the UNC Healthcare Countdown to Kickoff, presented by Stanley Martin Holmes. We'll be broadcasting live from in front of University United Methodist Church in downtown Chapel Hill on East Franklin Street, right there behind the wall. We hope you will come by and see us and join us and go Tar Heels. Game time 6 o'clock in Keenan Stadium. And again, our coverage starts at 3 o'clock. And by the way, I want to say happy birthday to Brian Chakos, former Tar Heel offensive lineman, who will be part of our pregame coverage and postgame coverage on WCHL. Ryan celebrating a birthday today. Happy birthday, big boy. The UNC women's soccer team fell 5 spots in this week's NSCAA coaches poll after dropping the season opener. Carolina split its opening weekend, the Carolina Nike Classic, with a 1-0 overtime loss to then number 6 Stanford and a bounce back 1-0 win against unranked Ohio State. Duke fell out of the top 25 altogether after an 0-2 start. Stanford improved one spot up to number 5. Tar Heels have another tough test ahead this week. Carolina heads west for a 2-game road trip starting against number 1 UCLA on Friday in Los Angeles. You can see that game on the Pac-12 network. UNC will play Pepperdine on Sunday out in Malibu. Tar Heels will be the toughest test of the season so far for UCLA as they began with wins at home against Maryland and UC Irvine. UCLA tallied 3-0 victories in each one of those contests. In 2 weeks, UNC will face Penn State in the Duke Nike Classic. Nittany Lions wowed the coaches this week, making the biggest jump of any team in the polls. Penn State moved from number 24 all the way up to number 8 after taking down West Virginia 3-1 and beating Syracuse 2-0. UNC field hockey team is slated to bring home a conference title this season, according to a very tight ACC head coaches preseason poll. Tar Heels got 2 first-place votes, a total of 31 points for the top spot. Duke Blue Devils received 3 first-place votes, but brought in 30 points to land in second, ahead of the Syracuse Orange at 29 points with 1 first-place vote. Carolina finished 3rd last year and fell to Maryland in the conference tournament title match. Tar Heels don't have to worry about Maryland this year. Terrapins have departed for the Big Ten. 3 Tar Heels also received individual honors on the 11-member All-ACC preseason team. Juniors Emily Wold and Emma Bozek and senior Charlotte Craddock. UNC's 2014 field hockey season starts Saturday. The Tar Heels host the ACC Big Ten Challenge. Carolina will play Michigan on Saturday at 11:30 and Iowa on Sunday at 11:30. Carolina Panthers coach Ron Rivera says he plans to keep Joe Webb as the team's number 3 quarterback after starter Cam Newton suffered a hairline fracture to his ribs on Friday night during the Panthers' preseason game against New England. Panthers only kept 2 quarterbacks last year, Newton and veteran Derek Anderson. Webb says he would never want to wish for anybody to get hurt just for his benefit. Rivera said the Panthers were thinking about keeping Webb even before Newton's injuries. And the Panthers managed to trim their roster to 75 players yesterday. Without making any cuts, Carolina placed wide receiver DeAndre Presley on the physically unable to perform list and added quarterback Matt Blanchard, tight end D.C. Jefferson, and center Kevin Matthews to injured reserve. I'm Ron Stutz.
Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Guess what Butch Davis's opening week assignment was with ESPN? This is Archansky with Wednesday Sports Notebook. Butch Davis has not been able to land another head coaching job since he left Carolina and is now an analyst for ESPN. His preseason assignment this week was at Notre Dame, where an academic scandal resulted in the suspension of 4 players for the Irish's opening game against Rice. Sound familiar? Davis was sent to South Bend and taped a segment with co-analyst Danny Cannell and ESPN anchor Chris Fowler. He was only a minute or so into the segment when Fowler asked the obvious question of Davis. "You went through something like this at North Carolina," Fowler began. "Welcome to the media, Butch." Davis, of course, had more than 4 players suspended for the 2010 opener against LSU in Atlanta when the UNC academic scandal hit in August. He recalled how his 4th Tar Heel team had a legitimate shot at the national championship before the suspensions eventually dismantled his defense. How painful that must be for Davis, who now had to revisit it on national television. But he did a nice job relating it to what happened here and asked a very good question. As the investigation goes on at Notre Dame, would it be limited to only 4 football players, or like at Carolina, would others be implicated along the way? In a tight subculture like a football program, where the players live, practice, and study together all year long, it would seem difficult that the suspended 4 did not share what they were doing with others. Notre Dame coach Brian Kelly handled it cleanly, compared to that initial deer-in-the-headlights press conference at the Keenan Football Center, presided over by former Chancellor Holden Thorpe, while Davis and then-athletic director Dick Bedore sat in stunned silence. They obviously knew how many players were involved, and it was a shock for an athletic program that had been squeaky clean. Notre Dame, of course, has the same reputation, and prior incidents have been treated as exceptions to that rule. When Kelly lost starting quarterback Everett Golson, the high school All-American from Myrtle Beach who originally committed to Carolina before signing with Notre Dame, to something called poor academic judgment last season, it seemed totally unrelated to the head coach. Given his own experience, Davis had to be wondering whether this new development would keep it that way in South Bend. This is Archansky. See ya.
UNC Healthcare is honored to receive the 2014 U.S. Secretary of Defense Freedom Award. The Freedom Award is the nation's highest honor, given to employers for exceptional support of employees serving in the National Guard and Reserve. At UNC Healthcare, we're proud to be recognized for this prestigious honor, but not nearly as proud as we are of the dedicated men and women who protect the freedom of our nation. To learn more, visit unchealthcare.org.
It's the Honda Summer Clearance Event at Crown Honda South Point with the best savings of the summer.
The best.
Drive off in a new 2014 Honda Accord sedan, CVT LX, or with no money down.
No money down.
That's right. Zero due at signing, zero security deposits, zero first month payment.
Zero.
The time to buy is now during the Honda Summer Clearance Event at Crown Honda South Point.
Crown Honda.
Located on South Point Auto Park Boulevard and southpointhonda.com.
Subject to credit approval, excludes taxes, tax, and fees. See deal for details. Expires 9/2/14.
Do you get a bad feeling every time you spend money on your lawn without getting the results you were promised? Get the good feelings you deserve. And let the pros at Landscape Logic give you the direction and care you need to have a happy and healthy lawn.
Hello, my name is Brian Pop, owner of Landscape Logic and second generation landscaper. Fall is the best time to aerate, seed, and top dress fescue lawns. Top dressing your lawn with organic material relieves compaction in clay-based soils, creating an avenue for water and nutrients to reach the root zone of your lawn before it runs off or evaporates. Our process guarantees your yard will stay greener longer and requires less watering. And our aftercare program protects your aesthetic and economic investment throughout the entire year. You can find us on the web at landscapelogicnc.com.
Landscape Logic, recently voted the best landscaping company in Chapel Hill by over 2,000 residents, making Landscape Logic the logical choice for all your landscape needs.
If you've been looking for a different healthcare experience, visit Chapel Hill Primary Care. Built on the promise of prompt, compassionate, and personalized care, Chapel Hill Primary Care provides patient-centered preventative medical care and treatment of acute as well as chronic health conditions for adolescents and adults. Located in the beautiful Chapel Hill Doctors Healthcare Center off Weaver Dairy Road, offering free parking, first floor access, no facility fees, an on-site lab, and minimal to no wait time. At Chapel Hill Primary Care, patients really do come first. Visit chapelhillprimarycare.com. Immediate appointments available.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Hair by Brittany. It's 50% off salon services. Choose from two hair treatment options. A shampoo deep conditioning treatment, trim and style, is only $32.50, normally a $65 value. Brittany Moore is a licensed cosmetologist who is now accepting clients at the Company Hair and Nail Salon in Durham on Shannon Road. Brittany is experienced with both cuts and color. She will cater to your personal style and create a look that's just for you. It's half off from Hair by Brittany, and it's available for a limited time. So buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
61 degrees, 8:30 at WCHL. And this look at the weather is brought to you this morning by Grimble Jewelers. It is going to be nice today. Mostly sunshine, high today about 88 degrees. Tonight clear with a low in the low 60s. And then tomorrow we're looking at partly sunny skies with a slight chance of rain in the afternoon. Hot tomorrow with a high in the middle 90s. Grimble Jewelers is always there for you. Go see Berkeley today at Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler, Grimble's, in the Village Plaza on Elliott Road, right next to Whole Foods.
Chapelboro.com is more of what you live here for. If it's happening where you live, you can find it on 97.9 FM, WCHL's website, Chapelboro.com.
Bosch, an American man dies in Syria fighting alongside the terror group ISIS. 33-year-old Douglas MacArthur McCain grew up in Minnesota. CBS's Susan McGinnis reports.
Using the Twitter name Dwali Khalid, McCain praised ISIS and defended jihad. He said he converted to Islam 10 years ago. A high school friend from Minneapolis says this was not the guy she knew.
He was silly. He was a trickster. He was a class clown. He just always could make everyone laugh.
The White House has ordered surveillance flights over Syria, but has conducted airstrikes against ISIS only in Iraq. CBS News military consultant Mike Lyons.
The president is playing this really one move at a time, and he might have to start thinking about multiple moves ahead. It's a big chess game right now. Mm-hmm. So let's say we contain ISIS in Iraq and start to push back this border, and they go and move back into Syria. What happens then?
CBS News Update, I'm Heather Bosch.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech, offering affordable and accessible quality education throughout Orange and Durham counties. Visit durhamtech.edu and click on Continuing Education.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
61 degrees, 832 WCHL, I'm Rod Stutz. We mentioned earlier today that a lot of people in our area had been without internet service early this morning. As it turns out, it was a nationwide Time Warner cable outage. Anyone who had Time Warner had an outage this morning starting at about 4:30 a.m. It is all back to normal now, but if you have Time Warner Cable, that's why you were out. It was, again, a nationwide thing, not just here in Chapel Hill and our immediate area, but something happening all over the country. A very unusual circumstance. The university is investigating an alleged hazing incident on its football team during fall camp. As the news broke only 4 days before the kickoff of the 2014 football campaign, Yahoo Sports reported last night that walk-on redshirt freshman wide receiver Jackson Boyer, who happens to be from right here in Chapel Hill, said a number of his teammates physically assaulted him at the Aloft Hotel on Highway 54 when the team was staying there during fall camp. Boyer says the incident resulted in a concussion, according to the report. Jackson's father, Rob Boyer, told Yahoo Sports he wasn't ready to comment, but he confirmed that an incident took place. UNC Assistant Athletic Director for Communications, Kevin Best, issued a statement saying, "We are aware of an incident involving members of the UNC football team that took place earlier this month. We take this allegation seriously, and the university is conducting a thorough review." Jackson Boyer is a graduate of East Chapel Hill High School, played football there, of course. He walked on to the Carolina team last year. According to the News and Observer, he's still on the team and has been practicing recently. WCHL will have more information as it becomes available. Officers from, or officials rather, from Chapel Hill, Carrboro, Hillsborough, and Orange County released a joint statement yesterday responding to citizen concerns about the militarization of local law enforcement. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has details.
Images of heavily armed riot police in armored trucks rolling through the streets of Ferguson, Missouri, prompted nationwide scrutiny of a federal program that funnels military surplus to police and sheriff offices around the country. It also has many in Orange County pondering exactly what military equipment has gone to local agencies and why. In mid-August, the New York Times reported that law enforcement in Orange County received 44 assault rifles and 6 armored vehicles. The Times has since issued a correction, saying some of the numbers reported were too high. According to the latest version of the Times report, Orange County received only 3 armored vehicles and 22 rifles. As WCHL reported last week, Carrboro and Hillsborough police do not have any armored vehicles in their fleets. Chapel Hill has one Peacekeeper armored truck that has never been deployed. Orange County has a V-150 commando that has been used once to extricate a man barricaded inside a home. The county also has 2 inoperable armored trucks that supply parts for the commando and a pair of 5-ton military trucks used to move trees after storms. No local agency reports receiving weapons from the federal program. In a joint statement from Carrboro, Hillsborough, Chapel Hill, and Orange County, each law enforcement agency reiterated its commitment to community policing and invited public feedback. Chapel Hill and Carrboro Police plan to host a series of public forums to answer questions, though the dates and times have not yet been announced. Hillsborough Police will provide an update to the town board on September 8th on revisions to use of force policies and the deployment of new body cameras. Carrboro and Chapel Hill Police are also planning to report to the Board of Aldermen and the Town Council in the next 30 days. You can read the full text of the joint press release on our website, chapelborough.com. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM. WCHL.
There is hardly anyone in the WCHL listening area or anywhere in the country who has not been touched directly or indirectly by cancer. And as we all know, fatality rates greatly increase when cancer spreads. There is a group of researchers at Duke University that may soon be able to cut off the pathways for the spreading. Dave Sherwood, an associate professor of biology at Duke, is spearheading a team of researchers studying the nature of cell invasion. Sherwood says determining how these cells spread and invade is key to lowering fatality rates.
Somewhere around 90% of cancers, if we could stop invasive ability, we would stop the lethality associated with those cancers.
There's a lot more to this story. You can get it on our website at chapelborough.com. If you're planning to go to the opening football game on Saturday and park at University Mall and ride the bus, if you're going to use the Tar Heel Express shuttle to Keenan Stadium, you will want to get there early to University Mall anyway, because the structure on the west end of University Mall that used to have Dillard's has been gutted in preparation for the new movie theater that's going in its place. And because of all the construction, the parking lot next to that structure has been blocked off. Because of that, fewer spaces will be available on game day. The lot is available beginning at 3 p.m. this week and will close no later than an hour before kickoff. That would be at about 5 p.m. You have to park in Tar Heel Express designated spots. And again, not nearly as many parking spaces as usual there. Additional parking will be available this year at the Giles Horney Building at 103 Airport Drive, right off Martin Luther King Boulevard. And that will be open starting at 4:30 and all the usual places as well for Tar Heel Express shuttles. It is a good way to get to and from the game. Well, President Barack Obama was in Charlotte yesterday speaking with the veterans at the American Legion, and he was talking about Veterans Affairs lapses that delayed health care for thousands of former service members. The president's visit also had political implications. Kay Hagan was there. She, of course, facing a strong challenge from Tom Tillis for her senatorial seat. And Hagan and the state's Republican Senator Richard Burr were at the North Carolina Air National Guard base to greet Obama. She welcomed him warmly. Kay Hagan also spoke yesterday. And in news around town this morning, you're invited to the monthly meeting of the Friends of the Downtown tomorrow. It will be a lively meeting. This month's guest speaker is Rick Steinbacher, Senior Associate Athletic Director at Carolina. This month's meeting will take place at the DSI Comedy Theater on West Franklin Street with coffee and conversation starting at 10 o'clock and the meeting itself beginning at 10:30. It is free and open to the public. I can guarantee you that Rick Steinbacher's presentation will be good because not only is he Senior Associate Athletic Director at Carolina, but he's also on the Tar Heel Network, and he also is a former Carolina football player, so he is passionate about all of that. Head to the FedEx Global Education Center also tomorrow for a public reception marking the opening of a new art exhibition entitled Visual Reactions, A View from the Middle East. The exhibition features the work of Mohammed Sharaf, a Kuwaiti artist and graphic designer. Sharaf will be on hand to deliver remarks. The reception runs from 5:30 until 8 p.m. It's free and open to the public. That is at the end of the day tomorrow. Exhibition will be open through October 31st. 8:39 at WCHL.
This is Kit Ballew of Franklin Street Realty.
And I'm Sammy Martin. Kit, years ago you said it would be a good idea to end these spots with, "Why would you call anyone else?" I thought at some point we should answer that question, but we never have.
Sammy, we answer that question every time we go on the radio. Why don't we spell it out in our fall repartee instead of bludgeoning people with football analogies?
I'm for that. At Franklin Street Realty, we put a great team on the field every day working for you.
Okay, enough. Let's talk about the real stuff like buyer agency. It's the fiduciary relationship that is possibly more important to us than it is to you. Our job is to help you identify the difference between a house for sale and a real opportunity, and to manage the details once the choice has been made.
Folks, everyone at Franklin Street gets this and is totally committed to it. And that's one of the answers to the question. Franklin Street Realty, why would you call anyone else?
Find us on the web at franklinstreetrealty.com or on the phone at 929-7174.
Friends, we want to make you aware of a Diamond Security Administration alert that's currently in effect. Yes, we are members of the DSA, the Diamond Security Administration, and the alert in effect is all about protecting your precious diamonds. I'm Berkeley Grimble of Grimble Jewelers. If it's been more than 6 months since you've had your diamond checked by our professionals, please come and see us. Those little prongs around your diamond are your diamond's security system, and they wear down, they break, and suddenly your diamond can disappear. To protect your diamond, come see us today. Our experts will check it carefully to make sure your security system is doing its job. If there's any danger, we'll tell you what measures are called for to make sure your diamond stays safe. This inspection is absolutely free. And the good news is you don't have to go through an x-ray machine or take your shoes off. Grimble Jewelers, we are your DSA experts, and we'll make sure your diamond is completely safe. Grimble Jewelers, for 30 years, the Triangle's most trusted source for contemporary custom design and fine estate jewelry offered by perfectionist jewelers and a passionate, knowledgeable staff in a friendly, stress-free environment.
This is Jeff Rubish. Did you know that doubling your homeowner's liability coverage can cost less than $10 a year? Homeowner's liability insurance will not only provide the legal defense costs, but also provide the coverage if you are found liable for an injury on your property. Increasing your homeowner's liability coverage is essential for complete financial protection and may not cost as much as you think. Call my office at 913-1144 to schedule a complete review of your insurance. This is Jeff Rubish. Did you know?
It's amazing what you can find in your own backyard. Whether you need a springboard to a bachelor's degree or a second chance at success, Durham Technical Community College has provided high-quality, affordable, and convenient technical and career education for more than 50 years. Watch your mailbox for the Fall Continuing Education Catalog. Visit durhamtech.edu, call 919-536-7200, or stop by our Durham or Orange County campus and find out just how far you can go.
Go! Touchdown, Carolina!
The beginning of the Carolina football season will be here soon. The Tar Heels will open with a home game against Liberty Saturday at 6 p.m. in Keenan Stadium. You can count on Countdown to Kickoff starting at 3 only on your News Talk and Tar Heel station. All the games, all season, pregame and postgame coverage also streaming live on chapelboro.com. The tradition continues with Carolina football right here on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL.
Tar Heels, down he goes!
Good morning from 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL. You're waking up with Ron Stutz. And remember, we're your station for the Tar Heels.
61 degrees at 843.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Willis Wichard. Last year, I became a first-time WCHL commentator to sound an alarm about the then-pending elimination from the state budget of the North Carolina Center for the Advancement of Teaching, the foremost source of professional development for teachers in the state and perhaps the nation. For 29 years, NCAT has enhanced the education and enriched the lives of North Carolina teachers. And when teachers are enhanced and enriched, so their students. Soon after my commentary, Thomas Friedman, a prominent nationally syndicated columnist, wrote that nothing pays off more in making better schools than giving teachers time for development. Friedman had visited a primary school in Shanghai, China, and had found there, quote, a deep commitment to teacher training, peer-to-peer learning, and constant professional development. He learned that teachers there spend about 70% of each week teaching and 30% developing teaching skills and lesson planning. That is far higher, he wrote, than in a typical U.S. school. In so doing, Friedman concluded, Shanghai has lifted some of its schools to global heights. It may be difficult to think of professional development for teachers as a matter of national security, but clearly it is. If our country is to remain competitive with China and other developing and emerging nations, it is essential that our students get the best. And for them to get the best, their teachers must get the best. The Center for Advancement of Teaching survived the budget hatchets in the 2013 General Assembly. It was, however, placed in non-recurring status and directed to produce a study report to justify its existence. It did, and the report, together with extensive and able lobbying by NCAT advocates, produced results. The 2014 session not only retained the center at its present funding level, but also returned it to recurring status in the state budget. Now that the 2014 session has adjourned, there is much in its record for which supporters of public education can rightfully be critical. But in that process, we should give it credit for not only retaining the North Carolina Center for the Advancement of Teaching, but also returning it to recurring status in the state budget. This is Willis Switchard.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Well, thank you, Judge. It is 8:46 at WCHL coming up. We're going to take a quick look at your traffic and weather together. We also have D.G. Martin's notebook on the agenda this morning. He's coming up as well in just a few minutes.
We asked several members of the Cedars of Chapel Hill what they like best about living there. One of these is Jane Smith, Cedars member since 2010. Here's what she had to say.
Recently, I went through an ordeal that made me especially glad that I'm living at the Cedars. We were traveling in Ireland and I broke my femur for the second time. After being hospitalized in Ireland, air transported to UNC, I was discharged to DeVos Health Center, where I received rehab, physical therapy, and occupational therapy. I really appreciated the ease of transition through the different care levels. The first time this happened, left, I had to make round trips 3 times a week of 50 miles to receive my rehab. And I really enjoyed the water therapy and beautiful heated pool here at the Cedars. Moving to the Cedars has proved to be a really good choice for us.
Thanks, Jane. To learn more about the Cedars lifestyle, visit cedarsofchapelhill.com.
August is the official back-to-school season, so Performance Subaru is joining the old bandwagon with our own back-to-school event. We realize value is of paramount importance. That's why you'll find outstanding value that extends to the wow experience. Listen to what Scott had to say about his Performance Subaru experience.
I bought my first Subaru yesterday, and my experience at Performance Subaru was great. The salesman, David Hickerson, was professional, knowledgeable, and made the entire process a joy.
Now that's a wow. During our back-to-school event, you can lease a 2014 Subaru Legacy Sedan 2.5i Premium for $229 per month.
Stock number D4662, model EAD02. 42-month lease with 10,000 miles per year. $33.99 due at signing. Payment is plus NC taxes, registration, and $549 dealer admin fee. $0 security deposit. Based on MSRP of $24,931 and selling price of $23,600. With approved credit, take delivery before 31 August 2014.
Performance Subaru loves to give back to the community, and in honor of our back-to-school event, our nonprofit highlight this month is PTA Thrift Shop. Learn more about their mission at ptathriftshop.org. Visit us at performancesubaru.com, where sales and service specials abound, or visit us in person in Chapel Hill, just a quarter mile off I-40. Wow.
Time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL, and this traffic report is brought to you by Dickey's Barbecue Pit. Well, we've had some of the usual slowdowns this morning, but the delays caused by school buses around school zones just about be over by now, as all those kids have been delivered to their destinations. Watch out for it in the afternoon as well. Things a little bit different this week than they were last week because of all the public schools resuming, and of course, that goes without saying that the UNC campus is quite congested as well, with all the students back starting last week. So just keep it right here on WCHL throughout the day. You can also call us anytime in the newsroom, 919-967-8363. If you know of something we're not reporting, you can also tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro. Dickey's Barbecue Pit has brought you a look at traffic. Dickey's is in Durham next to New Hope Commons. Eat in, call in for takeout, order in advance, or you can arrange for catering at dickeys.com. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you by the Carolina Inn. It is 62 degrees in Chapel Hill now, starting to warm up. Our high today in the upper 80s. A lot of sunshine today. Really nice day. Maybe a couple of degrees warmer than yesterday, but really nice. Then tonight, clear with a low in the low 60s. Tomorrow, it's going to get a little steamy. High tomorrow in the middle 90s with a 20% chance of rain in the afternoon. It's going to be hot the following day as well. On Friday, we'll be at about 90. And on the weekend, now our forecast is calling for a high in the low 90s on Saturday and on Sunday. So we're talking at least 3 or 4 days with really warm weather. And the forecast brought to you by the Carolina Inn's Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar. Savor delectable cuisine prepared with fresh local ingredients created by Executive Chef James Clark and his talented culinary team, Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. It is 8:50 at WCHL. I'm Ron Stutz.
Now on WCHL, a page from D.G. Martin's notebook.
Hey, here's some news for you. President Obama plans to appoint National Public Radio's Nina Totenberg to the United States Supreme Court. Not really, of course. Totenberg may know more than most lawyers about the Supreme Court from her experience as an award-winning legal affairs correspondent for NPR. But she's not a lawyer, and you have to be a lawyer to be on the court, don't you? No. The Constitution sets forth no such requirement, so the president could appoint Totenberg or any other non-lawyer, and he or she would take a seat on the court after confirmation by the Senate. Well, again, no. President Obama has not announced a plan to nominate Totenberg, but the possibility of a non-lawyer appointment to the court is the premise of a very believable fictional story written by Ed Yoder. His book is Vacancy, A Judicial Misadventure. Like Totenberg, Yoder is a journalist who knows more about Supreme Court law than most lawyers. He's a Pulitzer Prize winner and has, in retirement at Carowinds, returned to North Carolina where he grew up, graduated from the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill, edited the Daily Tar Heel, and won a Rhodes Scholarship. And afterwards, he got his start in journalism at the Charlotte News and Greensboro Daily News. Central character of Yoder's book is Ted St. Theodore, who, like Yodert himself, is a Carolina graduate, a Rhodes Scholar, and a distinguished journalist specializing in legal matters, who has returned to his native North Carolina for a happy retirement. However, Ted St. Theodore brings something else to the table, and that's a close friendship with the President of the United States, who has determined to nominate Ted to the Supreme Court. But senators are shocked at the president's action, and they quickly pass a law that requires court members to be lawyers. The president says the law would be unconstitutional. But he signs that law anyway so that the Supreme Court can rule on its constitutionality. Then, using his recess appointment powers, he names Ted to be Chief Justice. So Ted's got to rule on the new law that, if constitutional, would make him ineligible to serve on the court. Confusing. Well, Yodert makes all this complexity understandable and entertaining as he puts his readers in the shoes of the Washington political players. Well, paying tribute to Yodert on his recent 80th birthday, St. Louis Law professor Joe Goldstein wrote of Yoder's columns, they were thoughtful and undoctrinaire so that the reader could not anticipate the bottom line simply from learning the author's name and topic. And that's a high standard for any columnist. So, Ed Yodert, welcome home. This is D.G. Martin.
Hey, thanks a lot, D.G. D.G. Martin's Notebook on WCHL 853. Hey, let me tell you what's happening this afternoon. And every afternoon, Monday through Friday, it is Afternoons with Aaron. Aaron Keck is your host for the WCHL Afternoon News and the WCHL Evening News, with everything that has happened throughout the day and a good compilation of all the exciting things that are happening all over our community. Interviews with the newsmakers and folks who are doing good things for nonprofit organizations, a little music from time to time, interviews with musicians, and a lot more. Plus, all your news of the community right here, and sports and traffic and weather together, and all that stuff right there in one place. It is after the morning show here. It is the Stephanie Miller Show from 9 to noon, followed by the Tom Hartman Show, noon to 3, and then it's Afternoons with Aaron on WCHL. You remember the word of the day on WCHL, Wayne Pond? Wayne called in with a good word today. It is an adjective. Tell me what that word is, and I will give you a $10 gift certificate to Cruisers. Tell me the word, spell it correctly, and define it. If you're the first to do so, you can be our winner. It's all brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else? Your number to call right now is 919-929-WCHL.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Jeannie Bell is the new Executive Director for Farmer Food Share, and she's today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Farmer Food Share is a nonprofit organization that connects people who grow food with people who need food, working to make sure that everybody in the community has fresh local food available to them. Donations of fresh produce or cash at farmers markets. Any cash donated is used to buy more fresh produce from local farmers. The donation stations operate every week that there's a farmers market. So we get a lot of donations during the busy season when there are lots of shoppers, there's tons of produce. But during the winter, people still need good, healthy food. And there are great social service agencies all around the triangle doing good work, but fresh food is often in short supply. So what we're really challenging the community to do is to donate to a buying reserve for the winter so we can make fresh food available to the needy in our community.
Even here in what we like to think of as an affluent community, there is plenty of poverty.
If we're talking about Orange County, 1 in 5 North Carolinians, 1 in 5 people in Orange County are at risk for hunger, are food insecure. So that means over 20,000 people in our county. It's a huge problem, and the number's higher for children. 1 in 4 children in North Carolina are food insecure, which is the politically correct way of saying don't know where their 3 meals a day are going to come from. And we certainly see that there's a lot more need in the northern part of Orange County. There's there's a big hunger problem. It's everywhere.
Jeannie Bell says at Farmer Food Share, they have a very few people who get a lot of work done.
Just a few staff members, but we've partnered with over 20 farmers markets across North Carolina, hundreds of farmers, dozens of social service agencies, food pantries, community kitchens, and hundreds of volunteers. We encourage anybody who wants to get actively involved to consider coming out to farmers markets, make a donation, purchase food, donate to the buying reserve, or volunteer.
If you'd like to help, go to farmerfoodshare.org.
Join us, help us raise a buying reserve for the winter season when food is scarce.
Jeannie Bell loves her work because she loves helping other people.
I've been interested in sustainable agriculture and local food for a long time. I used to work in the public school system and saw the incredible need even in affluent communities like ours here in Chapel Hill, and got interested in making sure that fresh food, good food is accessible to everyone in the community. Along the way, as a farmers market shopper, saw the donation stations, learned more about Farmer Food Share, and started volunteering. I've been involved with Farmer Food Share about 2 years now.
And already, Jeannie is executive director. She's also today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. People often ask me about the price of gasoline and what they can do to save at the pump. Right now, you can save 6 cents per gallon when you sign up for an ExxonMobil Rewards Smart Card at Cruisers. When you use the card, we save on credit card fees and pass the savings along to you. Think of the savings each time you fill up and beyond. Stop by any of our 24 convenient area locations and we'll sign you up.
ExxonMobil Gasoline, only at Cruisers. Good to go.
Celebrating our 10th anniversary, Home Watch Caregivers has helped over 2,000 families in our community, founded with a single mission in mind: to preserve dignity, protect independence, and provide peace of mind to families like yours and mine. Home Watch Caregivers provides hourly and 24-hour personal care, including transportation, nutritional meal preparation, light housekeeping, and more. Visit us online at homewatchcaregivers.com or give us a call at 960-6038. Home Watch Caregivers. Let our family care for yours.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Hair by Brittany. It's 50% off salon services. Choose from two hair treatment options. A shampoo deep conditioning treatment, trim and style, is only $32.50, normally a $65 value. Brittany Moore is a licensed cosmetologist who is now accepting clients at the Company Hair and Nail Salon in Durham on Shannon Road. Brittany is experienced with both cuts and color. She will cater to your personal style and create a look that's just for you. It's half off from Hair by Brittany, and it's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at DurhamTech.edu.
Congratulations to Brittany Ross, who called in with the word of the day. It is cognate, C-O-G-N-A-T-E. It's an adjective. It means all about objects that have that are similar in nature. Congratulations, Brittany Ross. You get a $10 gift certificate to Cruisers. It's going to be really warm today. High today about 88 degrees, mostly sunshine. Really hot tomorrow with a high 95. It's 9 o'clock.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
CBS News. I'm Dave Barrett. There may be dozens of Americans in the fight, siding with ISIS in Syria. One man from the Midwest had joined up, and now he's been killed in a crash over there.
Douglas MacArthur McCain was known to the FBI and on a terror watch list, so his State Department-issued U.S. passport would have raised some flags if he had tried to re-enter the U.S. Right now, U.S. intelligence is working with other foreign governments to try to pin down the location of some of these fighters and prevent them from bringing any of the fight back home.
That's correspondent Margaret Brennan. Syria facing war crimes allegations. With that, CBS's Vicki Barker, who joins us live.
There may be some combatants in the Syrian crisis that aren't committing war crimes, but UN investigators say the two main adversaries, the regime and ISIS, are, and on a horrifying scale. Documents and witness statements suggest the Syrian government has dropped deadly barrel bombs on civilians at least 8 times this year, and ISIS has been carrying out public executions, amputations, and whippings, and is forcing young boys to join its training camps. Dave?
Held in Syria for nearly 4 years, journalist Peter Theo Curtis, he's now free, back in Boston, where WBZ-TV's David Robichaud says Curtis issued a statement.
The 45-year-old said, "I have been so touched and moved beyond all words by the people who have come up to me today, strangers on the airplane, the flight attendants, and most of all, my family to say welcome home." He went on to say, "I am also deeply indebted to the U.S. officials who have worked on my case."
More than 120,000 customers began their day in the dark in the Detroit area. Power outages caused by thunderstorms with 60-mile-an-hour winds. Meteorologist Craig Allen.
This weather system will channel moisture from the center of the nation and off from the southwest and bring additional showers and thunderstorms over the next few days.
Parts of southern Michigan could get up to 4 inches of new rain. Trying to log on.
Time Warner Cable Internet is built for speed.
But not today. Before dawn, some of Time Warner Cable's broadband service went out. Now, most of it is back up to speed. A brutal crime discovered early today in Philadelphia, where 2 bodies, stabbed and bound, were found in the Schuylkill River.
They both appeared to be tied to some